SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Wisdom Warriors. If you're anything like me, there are some things you just put off, right? That mountain of laundry, that project at work you keep telling yourself I'll get to it tomorrow, or maybe even replying to that text from your mom. You know that feeling, the one where you're staring at the task, paralyzed by indecision and the sheer weight of starting. Well, today we're diving into a philosophy that can help us conquer procrastination, and trust me, this isn't about willpower or just trying harder. This ancient philosophy called Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools for tackling those pesky edges to put things off. Think of it like this. Stoicism is all about focusing on what you can control and accepting what you can't. It's about building mental resilience, understanding your emotions, and making choices that align with your values. So, how does this apply to procrastination? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you turn those someday tasks into done ones. First, understand the root cause. Procrastination isn't just laziness, it's often a symptom of fear, perfectionism, or feeling overwhelmed. Stoicism encourages us to dig deeper and identify these underlying emotions. Ever feel like your brain goes blank when faced with a daunting task? That's likely fear whispering in your ear, telling you it's too big, too scary to tackle. Recognizing this fear is the first step to overcoming it. Second, break down those big, intimidating projects. Remember how I mentioned feeling overwhelmed? It's a real thing. Stoicism teaches us to focus on smaller, manageable steps instead of getting bogged down by the whole picture. That huge project. Divide it into bite-sized chunks that feel achievable. You'd be surprised how much momentum you gain by simply starting with one small step. Third, practice mindfulness. Stoics were masters of staying present in the moment, focusing on what was happening right now instead of dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. When you find yourself procrastinating, try bringing your attention back to your breath, your senses, and the task at hand. This helps quiet those distracting thoughts and keeps you focused on the present action. Fourth, reframe your thinking. Stoicism encourages us to challenge negative thoughts and replace them with more positive and helpful ones. Instead of telling yourself, "I can't do this," try saying, "This is challenging, but I can take it one step at a time." Remember, our thoughts shape our reality. By changing the way we think, we can change how we act. Finally, celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge and celebrate every accomplishment along the way. This reinforces positive behavior and keeps you motivated to keep moving forward. It's like giving yourself a high five for making progress because you deserve it. Now, let me tell you a quick story about this whole procrastination thing. Imagine this. You've got that big presentation coming up at work, right? But instead of prepping, you find yourself scrolling through social media, watching cat videos, don't judge, or anything to avoid facing those slides. Sound familiar? Well, I used to be a master procrastinator myself, presentations, deadlines, even replying to emails. But then I stumbled upon Stoicism and its emphasis on taking control of my thoughts and actions. It was like a light bulb went off in my head. So, instead of letting fear take over, I started breaking down the presentation into smaller tasks. Research, outlining, creating visuals, it became more manageable. I practiced mindfulness during those moments where I felt myself drifting away, bringing my focus back to the task at hand. And guess what? The day arrived, and I nailed that presentation. Remember, conquering procrastination is a journey, not a destination. It's about adopting these Stoic principles into your daily life. One step at a time. So, here's your action plan. Identify your biggest procrastination trigger today, that task you keep putting off. Then, apply one of the 5 key takeaways we discussed. Maybe it's breaking it down, reframing your thinking, or practicing mindfulness during those moments when you want to escape. You got this. Remember to share your wins and challenges with me on social media using #WisdomWarriors. Until next time, keep striving for that inner strength and wisdom because you're a warrior.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.